Chile is your home of the hottest hits. It is Deanna Marie here, and this is pretty amazing. A fiver for a farmer. I think you remember Jack here from last year, raising a lot of money. And
a fiver
here it
for
is.
A farmer is a campaign that I started 5 weeks ago with all my mates, where everyone dressed up as a farmer on the 13th of August, and we're raising money for the farmers in drought.
And he's raised $1.6 million for Australian farmers, which is unbelievable. He joins us right now. Good morning, Jack.
Hi, how are you guys going today?
Going very well, mate. What a success. You've been running this since August last year. What an absolute roller coaster you've been on. $1.6 million, mate. Congratulations. You're amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been very big to start off with only wanting or thinking that my school would do it and there would be a bit of money to raise and kind of just went a bit crazy. And we're now here and we've raised $1.6 million.
You gave me goosebumps. That is just, to me, is such a special thing. Tell us a little bit about what prompted you to try and raise money in the first place.
Well, I was in school and we were watching a video on the drought and I just saw kids skipping out on school my age who had to skip school because they had to help on the farm. And I went home and I started talking to Mum and she was like, what drought? And I was like asking everyone and no one knew. And I started researching and in some places there's been drought for 6 years and no one really knew about it. So I started to write an email to whoever could send out the message. The next morning we got a call from Sunrise and they wanted to do an interview with us the next morning. So it was really exciting. And then we everyone was asking, where can we donate? What charity is there? And we hadn't really thought about it. And we thought about it and we picked two really good charities, Drought Angels and Rural Aid. And they've just really done a lot of stuff with the money, which is really amazing. And last year, over 1,100 schools did it, 500 kindergartens and 600 workplaces. This year we're going to go for a bigger and better idea because we've got more resources. So on the day you can dress up as a farmer, bring in a $5 and have an all-Australian produce lunch because we're really giving back to the farmers if we're buying all-Australian.
That's amazing, Jack. You're an absolute legend. It just goes to show like a simple, powerful idea, a fiver for a farmer, that is from you. That is your message to everyone. Now rural communities in Australia are benefiting from the money that you've raised yourself. Congratulations, mate. That's just an amazing effort. And how old are you?
I'm 11.
See, when I was 11, I wasn't even toilet trained. And you've made this amazing revolution when it comes to Australian farmers. So you want to make it a big success. What date are we looking at this year?
This year, we are going to go for August 2nd. And we're really going to try and raise a lot more awareness than we did last year. And we did a lot of awareness last year.
Well, we'd be more than happy to help you out with anything that we can do to try and raise awareness for this. August 2nd, Dan and I will definitely be dressing up as farmers. I used to live on a farm when I was a little girl. I had a pet sheep called Mary and she was fantastic. I had pet chooks and goodness knows what else. But I understand that obviously down here in Tasmania, although we do have dry conditions, we don't experience what that a lot of farmers get over on mainland Australia. So I think what you've done is truly the most astounding thing I've ever heard of a young 11-year-old boy doing. So congratulations and well done. I bet you're feeling pretty proud.
Thank you.
$1.6 million. What are we aiming for this year? We're going to go bigger?
Who knows? You can try and predict, but you never know what the future was because we started out thinking 1,000 was very hard to get to and we're here today raising a lot more than that, $1.6 million. So you can't really guess what's going to happen in the future.
Well, mate, I hope we raise twice as much this year, mate. Same. You've captured our hearts and the heart of the nation. If we want to do some luncheons or charity, is there a website that we can actually go to?
Yeah, afiverforafarmer.com.au is got all the information on there.
Oh, excellent. We'll be sharing that all over our website as well. We'll be putting it on social media and we'll do everything that we can to try and help you raise awareness and raise more money for farmers doing it tough out there. So thank you so much.
Mate, you are the legend, Jack. Thanks for joining us, mate. Really appreciate it.
Yep, super proud. Thank you.
Bye. Every Friday.